Eric Tet, questions, comments, what do you got?
I didn't know Izella was a witch.
You didn't know?
No, I thought she was just Avodah Zarah.
Avodah Zarah. I mean, like, whatever. He's saying, like, what is Avodah Zarah? All these abracadabras. Are you thinking you're doing things? Right. What else? What do we got?
Urachasia and...
They were relatives. It was like, since there was like this intermarriage, they're like close. Here we have these two kings.
Yeah, why did Yoram turn around and yell at them? It's a trick?
Well, Yeh was riding towards them, and he thinks just delivering a message, and he sees they're actually coming to attack.
He's a king. What was he delivering a message for?
Yeh was known. So they said, okay, he's coming to deliver a message. And then he sees they're not going to deliver a message. He's coming to attack.
Yeah. Elisha never told this young, youthful prophet to see this whole thing. He just said, go, anoint him, and then bounce.
Yeah, but Mustama, he was told. He didn't make it up. So he was told them. Yes.
What's the thing with this watchman? Like, two replies? Like, one reply, one request, and then no reply. It's like the same thing.
I don't know. He keeps getting people to join his team, right? I don't know. Look, first of all, interesting thing. Yehu, how is he anointed? With what?
Oil
from Pach. Remember we spoke about before, who else was anointed with a Pach as opposed to with a Karen?
Shmuel.
Shmuel anointed Shaul with a Pach, and we had this idea that the Pach is opening on the top of the close on the bottom, meaning you're anointed, but it's not going to continue for generations. David and Shlomo were anointed with a Karen, a horn open on both sides, you know, so Yehu also. His Malchus is not going to last forever. Now, why do you think the Nevi'im were called sometimes Mishugaim, crazy men? Here he says he's driving like a crazy man, like a madman.
When they give prophecy, it's not like, okay, this was, I don't know what happened.
They made them do crazy things. At times, God would make the Nevi'im do all sorts of crazy things. Sometimes say you strip off your clothes, start saying this, sleep on your side for half a year, like all these weird things. So people look. Today we would look at them and just like ignore them. Say, okay, that guy's nuts, right? So here he's described as riding like a madman. At the end, we have the Nevuah that was said earlier. Izebel's body is devoured like the dogs. This we had earlier in Malachim Aleph, Perachav Aleph, Pasichav Gimel. Right? Who has it?
We were.
Malachim Aleph, Perachav Aleph, Pasichav Gimel.
Pasichav Gimel. Hashem has spoken also concerning Izebel, saying, dog shall eat Izebel in the valley of
Emek Yisrael. Right? And now it happens. And we see also her trash talking. Oh, Yehu, you think you're a big shot? You're Zimri. How are you getting the other nut? Remember who Zimri was? The first person to assassinate a king, and he ruled for all of seven days, right? So she's like, oh, you think you're a big shot? You're nobody. You're a loser. No one's going to like you. You know, we don't kill kings. But the one thing I want to point out, and this is what I want to end with, a very cool thing. According to Chazal, the child that Eliyahu brought back to life. That was Elisha's child. Before the way Eliyahu bring a child back to life, that was Yonah. Yonah Hanavi. Okay? And he is now, according to Chazal, the person that Elisha sent, which would make sense. Because Elisha is a disciple, he probably continued in the school of the Nevi'im. And therefore, we have Yonah that is sent to anoint Yehu. Now, everything will come together now. In our perek, when the Navi comes and says to Yehu, you're the king, and the people say to him, no, you're not. You know, what did he say? He goes, oh, you know, he's just a nut. He's crazy. So, no, sheker. Now, why saying sheker? The Yerushalmi says, Yonah ben Amitai, Navi emet haya. So what does that mean? It's supposed to be Navi sheker? Wouldn't we assume all the Navi'im are Navi emes? Why is he called a Navi emes? So this is an idea that I heard from Rabbi Shalom Gold many, many years ago. I really thought it was a nice idea. He says, we know already, Eliyahu Navi was the Isha Emes. That's why he said he couldn't live in this Almud HaShikra. He had to go up to Olam Emes. Yonah got these character traits. So much so that when Eliyahu brought this woman back to life, she says, "Now I know that you're an Ish Emes." Turn back to Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin. He brings a child back to life. And last pasuk, the Tomer Yishel Eliyahu Ata Ze Yadati Ki Ish Elokim Ata Udvar Shem Ficha Emet. You are Emes. Yonah is also like that. Yonah's got that character. He's all about Emes. And now we'll understand. We're going to end with this. Turn to Sefer Yonah. Very strange pasuk in Sefer Yonah. Okay, turn to page 1375. Hashem tells Yonah that he has to go to Nineveh. He tries to run away. And then afterwards, he finally makes him swallowed up by the whale, spat out. He goes into Nineveh, says, do tshuva. And Nineveh does tshuva, right? Look at Perek Dalet. Ve'yira el Yonah. Ra'agdola v'yichalu. He's upset that God is going to forgive them. And now listen to these words. Vayitpalel Hashem vayomar, Ana Hashem, halozed dvari alayoti adam. This is what I've been saying all along. Alken kidamti levroach, she's why I wanted to run away. Ki adati, ki ata el chanun v'rachum erach apayim rav chesed. What should be the next word?
Be emet.
And what does it say? V'nicham al hara. What is Yonah upset about? Where's the emes? Where's the freaking MS? They're terrible people. Nineveh deserves to be destroyed. Oh, right now they put on sackcloth and ashes and they're going to forgive them as if they're not sincere. We want MS. That's who Yonah is. Yonah is an Ish MS. Okay? And that's what it meant. He's this person, and we read it on Yom Kippur because Baruch Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu is a much easier marker than Yonah. Kadosh Baruch Hu would mark like Yonah, none of us would make it through Yom Kippur. But Baruch Hashem, Yonah is not marking our tests. All right.